State Representatives Ann Kelly, Gretchen Bangert, and Barry Hovis join Show Me today to talk about the first ever legislative trivia contest. I'm Elisa Nelson. Let's start off. Can you talk to me about where this whole idea came from?
Well, I'll jump in first, and then it's a bipartisan thing here. We had an idea right before COVID. I talked to Bob Priddy, who I used to listen to on the radio, and asked him if he'd be willing to maybe help us do a bipartisan trivia night where we could all kind of come relax, be friends, and study some of Missouri's history as part of that. And, you know, COVID kind of put a damper on that. But now that we kind of got out of that, we're looking at doing it again.
And then Barry came to me and expressed his idea, his interest in having a trivia night. And I was like, well, that's great. If there's anything I can do, I will help. But I didn't really want to take the reins by the head, because I was with caucus as Majority Caucus Secretary. I'm already doing a lot. Now that my legislative assistant is pregnant, I didn't want to give her any more than what she already had. And so I thought it was a great point to bring in the women legislators, hoping that they would actually kind of take that part on, so I didn't have to do as much with it as I normally would if I was just totally in charge.
Well, and Gretchen jumped in because she's our counterpart on the Democratic side, and I want her to jump in, but she's really grabbed the bull by the horns on this also.
Well, thank you for that, Barry. And I am the Minority Caucus Secretary, so I work quite a bit with Ann Kelly, and we have tried to work hard to do things bipartisan so we can all work together. And we had talked about doing a trivia night with the Democrats. And when Ann mentioned this to me, I'm like, this is perfect. And so we decided to go through the women legislators of Missouri, and the two of us are working together, and Barry had already done a lot of the background work. So we were ready to go. And now we're in our planning stages right now, which is fun, and it's work as well. So we're looking for sponsors and getting our teams together, and people seem to be very excited. So our our floor leader yesterday, Ann, came to me and said he was putting together a couple of teams, and his teams are both Democrats and Republicans. So it's going to be an interesting evening.
So I've been doing like the flyer and the presentation, and Bob Priddy already had Missouri questions already. So that was great. So all I had to do was questions and stuff. And so we're adding questions to that. And Barry had the idea of getting like the having different rounds and having special speakers for those rounds. And so we have hopefully the Lieutenant Governor coming to do governor questions. And we have our transportation liaison from Highway Patrol coming, Colin Strosberg, and he's going to do a round. And what else do we have?
Just a lot of fun. We're going to probably keep it open-ended and try to do some Missouri history for sure. That's kind of why we want to get together.
We have a lot of fun games planned in between the rounds, which should be exciting as well. So people are really getting geared up. And as I mentioned before, we're looking for sponsors for the round and for food and drinks and everything else. So our goal is to raise money, and we're raising money for Ukraine and for the Missouri Historical Society. So we hope that we'll be very successful.
This is for a good cause. Where did you come up with the idea to have this event for those two causes?
So I'll jump in on the Historical Society of Missouri. You know, Bob Priddy is a member of that. And when I asked him to possibly be a part of this, he brought up the point that would be a great one to do. And then, of course, with the Ukraine conflict that we now have, we just thought whether it goes to the Ukrainian Red Cross or whoever we choose, once we raise that money, we just want to try to support those people that are involved in that terrible conflict over there.
When is the event? And tell me about the cost or sponsorships, any of that stuff.
So the event is Wednesday, May 4th. Doors will open at 6:00. We will start trivia games at 7:00. We will have light appetizers and drinks available. And what was your other question? Oh, yeah. It's at Capitol Bluff. Sorry, it's hard to concentrate with the noise.
Yeah. And she asked about the sponsorships, too. Do you have those amounts for the
sponsorships? Yeah, so it's $8, or it's so 8 people are on a team, and it's $200 for each team. And then we have round sponsors for $1,000. And then we have game sponsors for 500.
Is this just for legislators or is this for the general public as well?
We are opening it up to absolutely everybody.
Till we fill up. Once it fills up, then that'll be it.
So I think we have 24 tables. So once those 24 tables are full, then we won't be able to accept any more. But it's absolutely for anybody who's interested in playing trivia. And even if you're not interested in playing trivia and you want to help grade and score and that kind of thing, we would love to have people.
What is your fundraising goal?
Well, we never really talked about that. I mean, you know, it'd be great if we raised some money to help these good causes. It's mainly trying to get everybody together at the end of the session. You know, sometimes there's conflict up here. And even though I get along great with Gretchen and some of the others, sometimes we have bills that divide us. And we want to have something where it's just everybody's together to have fun and have a good working relationship. That helps with a lot of things up here.
You know, it seems like a great alternative if people aren't into the charity softball game that legislators do every year. If you're not into that, it seems like another great alternative and for a good cause as well.
So we have lots of things besides softball, though. This year we have archery, and we're going to have axe throwing, and we have a dog show, and we have food trucks. So we have all kinds of things this year. So it's not just softball.
But I'll jump in there. I get hurt when I play softball, so that's why I think trivia is much nicer.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think we'll have any injuries at trivia.
Let's hope not. So the archery, the axe throwing, the dog show, all that, is that all for charity as well that you all do? I didn't realize you did this.
So we have, during the softball tournament, we have sponsors that the legislators have sponsored for each of those things. And then... So basically your bracelet to come in basically pays for the food. Everything else is taken care of. And then we have donors, lobbyists have donated X amount of money. And so that's where we get the donation for the Good Samaritan.
Okay, so in addition to the actual softball tournament, at the tournament, you also have all this going on at the same time.
Absolutely.
Got it.
The grand finale, the fireworks.
Yes, fireworks also. So a long time ago, the lobbyists paid for absolutely everything. But whenever we changed that law, we've had to improvise. And so now the legislators have to sponsor everything that we have. And then the lobbyists, in order to get that fundraising donation, the lobbyists just give directly to the Good Samaritan then.
When is this event, by the way?
Next Wednesday. I think that's the 13th.
Okay, good to know. We have state representatives, Gretchen Bangert, Ann Kelly, and Barry Hovis joining Show Me today to talk about the first ever legislative trivia contest. I'm Alicia Nelson. You've talked actually quite a bit about what participants can expect. What can they not expect?
Well, we were kind of joking. I was joking with some of my buddies the other night. We got different groups here. We were wondering who was going to win this and prove to be the smartest people up here. And it probably won't be the representatives. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. It'd be a neat point to see. Oh, we got prizes, you know, like for first and second place. But we're going to have this special last place prize. And if whoever the losing team is, they're going to get the phone numbers and a little trophy to House Research because they know all the answers. So we'll kind of gig them a little bit at the end. Now they've got somebody to call if they don't know the answer to something.
That's clever. Very clever. Very good. Anything else you all want to add?
If anybody's willing to sponsor or interested out there that wants to help us with these charities, feel free to reach out. We're ready and willing to accept any donations. And thank you so much for taking the time to highlight this great event we're going to have.
So did we talk about Ukraine and why we're doing Ukraine also?
We mentioned about the terrible conflict, but you can add on to that.
We have a legislative assistant that is from Ukraine. And so he has been sending truckloads of stuff to his country to help them in need. And so our clerk here was doing a fundraiser for him. And then she was gonna go out and purchase supplies and stuff. And so that was the exact same time that I was planning this. And so it just kind of fell together. It was like, what better way to do more than to have half of the proceeds go to Ukraine also.
So give us the details of the event one more time, when, where, and how people can reserve seats.
So the event is Legislative Trivia, and it is May 4th, Wednesday, May 4th. Doors open at 6 o'clock at Capitol Bluffs, and the trivia will begin at 7 p.m. We will have appetizers and drinks available. Should be a fun night. And contact information, go ahead, Gretchen, take that away.
Okay, my contact information is Gretchen Bangert here at the State Capitol. My telephone number, I'll give you my cell. That's probably the best, 314-518-7537. And folks can just reach out and give me a ring if they're interested in any type of sponsorship. Or you could directly mail a sponsorship to myself or to Ann Kelly at the Missouri State Capitol. It's 201 West Capitol Avenue, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65101.
My amusement. Can you give me one question that might come up or some rendition of it?
So here's one for you. Back in prior to Abraham Lincoln being elected, there was a legislator here that swore that if he got elected, because he didn't think Lincoln would, that he would grow his beard out if Lincoln was elected. And upon his death, because he never cut that beard, how long was that beard when he died? Was it between 4 and 6 feet, 6 and 8, 8 and 10, or 10 to 12?
Oh,
we have lots more questions.
There's lots more questions than that. I don't know if that will be in there, but that's a very unique one. And you
that's
can see
a great
that.
One.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, this sounds fun, you all. Listen, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. Bob and I are good friends. And
you can always come and help. You can score. You can
be our game master.
You can bring in a team.
Yeah, we need judges.
Judges, scorekeepers.
And table runners. So we're working
table
on that.
Table runners. We would love for a young youth group or Republican or Democratic group that would come and be our runners. That would be awesome.
How many runners do you think you need?
I would say 10 to 15.
Okay, so here's a plug for some young folks that can run around and be table runners for the evening.
Absolutely.
And we need scorekeepers and judges as well. How many scorekeepers, how many judges?
Yeah, we're talking about that. Usually on scorekeepers, you'll have probably 4 for every 5 to 6 tables. And then we'll have probably one person will be in charge of, if there's a question that may be a little iffy on whether it's correct or not, that person will have the final call on that, so we can get the scores right and be as fair as we can. And we're going to also have, other things too, like what we call it, our veto.
Veto mulligans.
Veto mulligans. So if you can buy those, if you don't know the answer, you put that under and you get to count it as the correct one.
Love it. Okay. This is the first ever legislative trivia contest. May 4th, may the 4th be with you, 6 p.m., Capitol Bluffs here in Jefferson City. I want to thank State Representative Barry Hovis, Ann Kelly, and Gretchen Banger for joining the show today. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.